We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We're talking guns. It's that portion of the show.
Yeah.
I guess that's most portions of the show.
Well, it's kind of most portions of my life. I talk right? about guns all the time. But
you should see his shirt. He's got size matters. He's got a variety of different rounds of ammo.
Oh, I get more comments on his shirt. I was actually walking through a Myers a couple weeks ago.
Wearing that one.
Three different people stopped me and said, "Oh, I love your shirt. Oh, I got one of those." You know, and it's like, okay, good.
Nice.
God bless America, man. Yeah, that's great. You know, so.
Hey, listen, this we're going to talk Caltech. We're going to talk Bushmaster in this segment. Diamond Jim's is the sponsor.
Diamond Jim's.
Yeah, that's who.
That's who it is. Diamond Jim's. Tim over at Diamond Jim's. I've been on the phone so much with this guy. We're like best buddies right now. He's been working on my cars and got some problems with a couple. And he's taking care of it. And one of them ended up being a factory recall. So he stopped.
On the new truck?
No, on my Ford Edge. He's like, hey, you need this, this, and this. It's all involved in the recall. So I don't want to touch it anymore. You got to take it to a dealer. So it's sitting over there now. I got to go pick it up Monday and take it away. But I'll do that. And but point me in the right direction. That's a good friend.
Sure.
You know, rather than saying, I can take this guy for $1,500 or whatever. No, he's not going to do that.
Yeah, you got it.
Good people. Good Christian man again there and a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. So get to Diamond Jim. So right on Dorrit Highway, just south of Bristol, right-hand side of the road. Been there since 1977. But doggone, if you need tires, get there and have them check it out because you'll be amazed how good his price are on tires. But his prices and service and everything is so good. I am so content and happy that I found Diamond Jim's. And then they stepped up to support my show, so you can't beat that. So get a hold of them at 810-743-4210. Again, that's 810-743-4210. And you'll be glad you did. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103. And or if you're listening to it on the stream, because you can always stream the show on the GSS.com. And pick these shows up anytime you want to. You want to get caught up. And I got a call Tuesday from Joe Dirt, Dano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Joe Dirt called me. He says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm talking to you. And he says, guess what I'm doing? I said, you're talking to me. And he goes, no, I'm driving up I-75, and I'm streaming the Gunsmith Show.
So nice.
He says, you haven't mentioned my name in a long time. I said, you know what? You're right. You've been kind of, it's been very peaceful, and I haven't had you on top of mind. So we've got to bring up Joe Dirt and say hi to Joe. Traveling the state of Michigan looking for gun deals and bullet deals and primer deals for me. Said I can keep reloading bullets for him, I guess. I don't know. But
is this a big dirt sales time of year?
I told him, I says, call me after you sell the first truckload of dirt today.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll call you in a little bit. Well, he hasn't called me yet, so I don't know. But I would assume.
It's not dirt. It's a growing medium.
Yeah, growing media. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, I think he just likes to say growing. Like groin. But anyways, but it's Joe Dirt, our good friend in the dirt business and a strong supporter of the Gunsmith Show. Out there beating the streets of Michigan for me. So great guy, and glad he's a listener. Now, you're going to be glad you're a listener right now because I got to tell you about some really cool new stuff on the market. Jake and I, gun show aficionado number two, and myself, I'm one, he's two. We've been all after Caltech for years to come out with a new 10mm. And we like Caltech. It's an American-made product. Some made somewhere between Florida, Cocoa, Florida, where they is their manufacturing plants. I've been to and talked to them, and great people. And now they're in Wyoming as well. And because of taxes, they went to Wyoming. And taxes are great in Florida, but I think they want to get away, maybe away from the nut house that is the overpopulation of Florida at this point. And they're looking for skilled traits too, so they're in Wyoming. Now, Caltech. They the past couple weeks, they've been slipping out with a little bit of information. Big news coming from Caltech, and we're going, here it comes. They're going to do a sub-2000 in 10mm, and the new sub-2000 came out, which is the folding carbine, very similar to that Ruger carbine we were just talking about, but it's a folder in 5.7 by 28. So, no, we didn't get a 10mm, but we got a 5.7. Just over half as good, but so it's if you're counting millimeters, 5.7mm compared to 10mm. But the 5.7 has a lot going for it. It's It's more powerful than a 22 Magnum. High capacity. Most of these things hold at least 30 rounds, 20 to 30 rounds in the magazines. And these guns will use the FN57 pattern magazines. And they're pretty darn nice. The Sub 2000 is such a cool gun. I'll have to bring one and show you one day, Dan. We got one in 9mm. We really enjoy it. The thing folds down to this little, you can literally carry it in a duffel bag. And folds out. You're ready to go. Always works. Threaded barrel. Anything you want to do with it, you're good to go. And lightweight. Just a cool all-around gun. And for the money, they're hard to beat. The MSRP on this one, I think, is about $650 or $700, which makes it affordable. But I'm not getting very many prices on this stuff. But all around cool factor, it's probably a 9.5. And you can put lights on it. You can, because it's got a full Picatinny rail. There you go again, Mr.
Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens. They're saying that. These things will start right about $511. That means you're probably going to be able to get them for like $489, which is not bad at all. And you remember, you cannot, because they fold up and they become small, you cannot fire them from that position. They have to be opened up and locked into a lengthy carbine before you can fire them. But it only takes a couple seconds, and it's just they're just a lot of fun. That's all I got to say. So if you're into 5.7s, you need to go check out the new Kel-Tec Sub 2000 Gen 3 in 5.7. And
foldable.
Foldable, and you're going to go through a ton of ammo because it's cool and fun to shoot. 30-round magazine, so it's a great home defense round. And that round has a lot going for it. It's got, like, used to be there was only two bullets available for it, like an armor piercing and a full metal jacket. Now, they've got all kinds of different ballistic tips and stuff for this gun. There's actually reloading dies for it. You can reload it. I've been saving the brass because I keep finding it at the range. So I've been saving it, thinking, well, one of these days I'm going to have a gun. You know, it's almost like, you know, saving, you know, tomato seeds, because next year you're going to grow a garden. So
yeah.
I will do my due diligence and give it a shot. So now, more to talk about, Dan. Believe it or not, there's more guns to talk about. How much time do we have?
Never would have guessed.
How many, are we good? We're good? Oh, good, good. We got all morning. Not really. But we got a Bushmaster. Now, Bushmaster is a name from the past. We talk about a lot with the 450 Bushmaster, but that's just the name of a round. The Bushmaster company has reintroduced the BA-50. 50. I said 50 as in 50 caliber BMG bolt action rifle. Now, that is a beast
like a
of a gun.
Rifle.
It is a monster sniper rifle. It's a Chris Kyle wannabe. It's a Mark Wahlberg dream. It is a beautiful rifle. You might need to get a small loan to get one, but they are precision bolt action rifles. These are not the semi-automatics. These are bolt actions. And pretty darn cool. Now, these things... MSRP, $6,878. Regardless of color. They'll do it any color for that price.
Yeah. Pink?
Now, they probably would make one in pink, although I don't know if it'd go over well at the range. But it might. But
kind of range something like that guy.
Well, you can hit targets effectively at a mile.
No
so,
kidding.
Yeah. And you can... There's video of these, like, people deer hunting with them, and they missed the deer, but killed the deer from the air suction that goes by the deer when you miss the deer.
You're making that
swear
up.
Swear to God. Shot at a deer's head, missed the deer, killed the deer anyway. It popped the deer's head from the pressure from the bullet going past its head.
You're going to have to
show
me.
The video's disgusting. But it's if you want to see it, I'll show it to you. But I don't want to see it again, to be honest with you. It's okay. Like seeing roadkill. You go, roadkill. You know, you don't want to see that. But anyways.
Powerful round. Powerful gun.
Extremely. It's not like the little 50 caliber pistol bullets I showed you last week. You're talking a 750 grain bullet.
Yeah.
The bullet's two and a quarter inches long.
So it's far left on your shirt.
Yes, that's the one. As I point to my chest, yeah, it's this big. But anyways, the company has put these guns out in the past, and they're bringing them back out because apparently there's a need, you know. And like I posted,
they probably don't sell many. What do you suppose they sell? 100, 1,000?
They probably sell between 500 and 1,000 a year.
Yeah,
I would think. Because it's not like you're going to wear them out, although you could wear these barrels out.
Yeah.
But I don't
know if you would. It's a
niche.
Yeah, like a really super sports car.
It's like a supercar. Yeah. It's like, and some people have them. I've got buddies that have them, and they're my cool friends.
Yeah.
I got this group of doctors.
How many of those does Joe Dirt have?
I said cool friends.
I'm sorry, Joe. I threw that up to him. I knew he was going to swing at it.
Yeah, I can't help myself. Joe doesn't have one of these.
Okay.
He cut himself with a small rifle. You know, stitches in the forehead from a small rifle. Am I bleeding? He almost looked like Trump after the shot at the stand.
Oh,
it's just not pretty. But he didn't stand up and say fight. He stand up and said, "Give me a Band-Aid."
Where am I?
Do I have a concussion? But I'm excited about this because it is nice to see a good rifle for 50 calibers. And bolt actions are more my style with that style gun.
Yeah.
I would hate for a 50 caliber semi-automatic rifle.
Each of those rounds is precious.
To go fully auto while you're shooting it.
No.
You wouldn't want that to happen. More guns to come. In the next segment, we're going to dedicate it to a real special new round called the 22 ARC.
Okay.
The 22 ARC. We've got a lot to talk about, so hang on tight.
Gunsmith Show, US 1031, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.